time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam here. I hope everyone had a fabulous 2 weeks celebrating Valentine's Day, then President's Day, then Mardi Gras Tuesday, and then Ash Wednesday, and well, just every day. It's been a holiday-filled 2 weeks. I was lucky enough to have my dad come up and visit my husband and I from Sacramento. And no worries, he's been isolating, as have my husband and I, and we took all precautions. It was wonderful to see him, and he's the first of my family members to visit us since we moved up here. So that was really exciting, but also a slight bummer as it was raining the whole weekend. So we didn't have a lot of options for showing him around Eureka. We managed to explore the Avenue of the Giants. He found a cool rock, I think it was called a hematite, from the gems and minerals store. And did you know at that store they have megalodon teeth? Sure glad I didn't live during those times. I would have been eaten for sure. I made waffles for Valentine's breakfast with ice cream, strawberries, and chocolate chips. Yes, I indulged. And we got to spend some quality time together. So, all in all, a good weekend with him. Another cool event that's happened in the past week or so was the landing of the space rover Perseverance, which I learned was named by a young man, Alex Mather, an eighth grader from Fairfax, which is awesome. Now, this is a really fancy, all bells and whistles rover, and initial photographs look incredible. And it apparently takes high definition videos that I haven't had a chance to look up yet, but I'm excited to do so. Another cool aspect of this rover is its capability to take samples, analyze them on the spot, then sends that data back to us. I'm very curious to see what they come up with. And if you're into space and you like the thought of space travel, a really intriguing show you should look into is The Expanse on Amazon Prime. Basically, humans have colonized Mars, the moon, and the asteroid belt. Space travel is a normal occurrence, and the quest for the unknown is ever present. Of course, it wouldn't be a TV show without the drama between factions and other things, so know that there is some drama along with the sci-fi portions, but I think it's a great show. And last little space tidbit, did you know Neil Armstrong, or Neil A, spelled backwards, is alien? Ha ha ha. Just a fun little fact for any of those whom are interested in theories. Anyways, this week I just wanted to highlight some fun holidays and historic events. I hope your next 2 weeks are just as eventful and meaningful for you.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.